Today, we're talking about transportation and mode shift with our challenger, Mayella Gillen. This is episode 8 on the Tiny Climate Challenge podcast. I'm Mayella Manassian, your host on the Tiny Climate Challenge podcast. This is a podcast for busy people who want to save the planet by completing one simple eco challenge at a time. Let's do this. Please visit tinyclimate.com to access all episodes, show notes, freely subscribe, and contact us. Hey there. Welcome to Tiny Climate Challenge. We're trying a new format today. We've got everyone in the studio, and I'd like to welcome them. My podcast producer, John Beathen.
Hello.
Our guest expert, John Beathen.
Hello.
And our guest challenger, my favorite daughter, Mayella Gillen.
Hi.
What a treat. You get two Mayellas for the price of one, John. The topic of our podcast today is all about transportation, getting out of our cars.
Yeah, good one.
Follow us all the way to the end to hear about some sustainable strategies, tiny tips, as I like to call them, that we can all do to make a big difference.
And it doesn't hurt.
That's true. That brings me to you, Mayelita, or as we affectionately call you, Tiny Mayella. Mayella.
I like it.
All right. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what your challenge was all about?
Okay. So I have been doing my gap year for the past year. I recently graduated with my Bachelor of Science in Public Health from the University of Arizona.
Woohoo! Congratulations.
And I'm proudly and excitingly going into my Master's of Public Health at the University of California, Berkeley, this coming August.
Great.
So excited for you.
I know. I am like beyond ecstatic about it.
And I'm extremely proud of you too, by the way.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too.
Yay. So anyways, what my challenge was I, wanted to work on reducing my carbon footprint a little bit and, you know, stop using my car and, you know, see what that beginning of that transition kind of looked like from a person that, you know, takes their car everywhere to like, let's try and do it less. I had to stop cold turkey because somebody lost my car registration. So I couldn't drive my car at all legally for like a week, but we figured it out. And after a week, I had that option again. So what I did at the beginning of my challenge is I kind of refused to drive anywhere unless I was carpooling with my partner, and which was frustrating for us both because then we had to align our schedules to where he could drop me off at work or he could pick me up from work or, you know, we could go this place or that place together.
It requires a lot of coordination and planning.
It did. And so finally, like, we were pretty frustrated about all this. And then I got the registration. So he was like, you can drive yourself now. And I was like, oh no, but then I'm going to lose this challenge. And then, so I started to walk, and I'm not going to say that I walked every day because I definitely didn't.
Well, and you live in Arizona. What was the weather like?
Well, so at the beginning of this challenge, which is probably like a month ago or so, I've been trying to do my best for a little while. It was pretty normal. It was actually like perfect outside. Now it's really warm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I put on sunscreen every day, but now it's an absolute necessity. And sometimes I'll come back from the 15-minute walk that I have to work and already have some kind of sunburn on my arms or something.
Wow.
Yeah, but so I'm very careful to put it all over my face just because that's definitely necessary.
Such a great kid. I raised you well.
Yes. Well, everyone, you and grandma told me you have to put sunscreen on your face and your hands.
This is the tiny climate sunscreen PSA, by the way.
Yes. Public health service announcement. Wear your sunscreen, please. And thank you. So anyways, I tried my best to do it, and I'm very fortunate to live really close to a lot of things. I really didn't ever need to drive anywhere. I live like down the street from a Costco and then down the street from like a Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Sprouts. All those things are like very close to my house, which is very lucky. And then, yeah, and my job is probably 15 minutes if you walk really slow. Yeah, so, and I almost found that sometimes it was faster to walk just because of whatever traffic was going on, you know, you just all of a sudden didn't have to deal with that. And these cars were kind of waiting for me to get out of the way instead of me trying to shuffle through cars and figure out how to get to work as fast as possible.
Oh, so you were slowing everybody down.
Yeah, I was the reason for traffic.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that it was sometimes faster for you to walk than drive. I have a girlfriend who just went to Vegas, and she took her bikes with her. And her intention was to bicycle, obviously, you know, to get from San Diego to Vegas, you have to drive or fly. But once she got there, her intention was to bike around town. And she said that when they checked Google Maps to see how long it was going to take her and her friend to get from point A to point B, it was a lot quicker because of all the traffic on the Vegas Strip for them to bike everywhere than it would have been for them to have driven everywhere. So I think that's really a great point.
And it's on the Google Apps map.
Yes.
You can choose car.
Walking,
bike, bus.
Or bike.
They just added.
I think sometimes.
Yeah, they just added
have, like,
Uber.
Bus on there too.
Yeah, bus, and they just added Uber.
Right. They also just added scooters.
Wow. Oh, they did?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, those little electric ones. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah, in cities that have those available. Yeah.
Right.
So are you saying that when you make a shift with a challenge like this, you'll have more fun?
Mm-hmm. I honestly had a lot of fun walking. That is one thing. So I studied in Peru. I studied abroad in Peru for about 2 months. And when I did that, I walked just about everywhere. And I definitely did not live as close to anything as I do now. So I knew that I was able to walk. And that's another thing about my whole gap year is I even just on campus as a student, I was walking at least a mile a day. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, I wasn't walking at all, you know, and there's obviously some health benefits to walking. And I was seeing, you know, weight changes, not a lot of weight change because I'm still pretty young, but you know, I started noticing like more fat buildup in certain areas where I'd never seen it before. And I was like, whoa, what's going on? And
mine is attributed to all the tacos and tequila I'm enjoying in Mexico. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, yeah. So if you want to have your tacos and tequila, you have to walk there. to burn it off.
I do, except I think I'm disproportionately eating and drinking more tacos and tequila than I am walking.
Bring your reusable containers and cut it in half, just like you told me.
Great advice.
So during the challenge, I feel like it was a lot of fun, and I feel like there was a lot of things that I would have missed had I not been walking around. And a couple of these things were, I got to see the Palo Verde. They're like these trees with yellow flowers that everyone's allergic to out here in Arizona, but I got to see them bloom and change every single day that I walked. And I honestly had never noticed the whole process that they go through, all I noticed was, oh my God, there are flowers here, and now I'm dying.
That sounds and like John.
I can't see or smell, you know?
Yeah, so you slowed down and you got to see everything, you know, in life that happens between point A and point B, huh?
Right, yeah, it was very interesting. And then, you know, just little things too. You know, I at one point there's this homeless guy that kind of lives between my house and where I work. And I don't think he lives there, but he hangs out there. I see him like almost every day. And he's by like our In-N-Out that we have over here. And somebody bought him In-N-Out, and I like watched their whole exchange. Like he bought the In-N-Out and brought it to him and was hey, like, I know you're probably hungry. You know, and I never would have seen that like act of human kindness had I not been walking that day. Wow. You know, I wouldn't have even noticed.
That is awesome.
It's just like,
it's easy to lose faith in humanity, but there are people who are, you know, doing random acts of kindness, who are being kind and then loving to one another every day, all the time, every day. And I'm just so touched that you got to experience that.
I was going to say, and just applying that act of kindness to the earth and our environment could do a lot.
Well, and you yourself, yeah, by walking, we're doing an act of kindness to the environment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. And, you know, you're welcome always. I will definitely continue, you know, doing all these crazy things just because I love you and you raised me to do these things. and in my heart, I feel like they're right. So. But anyways, I feel like, you know, if we all slow down, we'll start to notice these, you know, things that you just never would have noticed. And I mean, like another thing that was a little sad at the beginning is I noticed how much trash there was on the side of the road. Mm. And I just like, I had no idea. And we live in Phoenix right now, which I've always just assumed, which was so much cleaner than Tucson.
You should come to Mexico.
Right. Yeah. And it brought me back to kind of what I experienced in Peru, where like there was just kind of a lot of garbage everywhere. At one point I saw like a garbage truck in Peru take a corner too quickly and like all the garbage fell out of the truck and they didn't stop to pick
up. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh my gosh. But it was hilarious. But like, and the people in Peru are wonderful. And when they're minding their shops and like the fronts of their houses, they'll clean the sidewalk, but like the road is just kind of like fair game. Like stuff just gets everywhere. Yeah. So, and I just noticed that there was so much trash and I was like, wow, like, I wonder if anybody is responsible for cleaning any of this up, or like, where does this trash end up? Does it just go into the storm drain and then inevitably like end up in the wastewater treatment plant? Who knows? But yeah, so, and those were just a couple of the things that I noticed. And I remember, you know, being a little nervous to make that jump and like, you know, stop using my car. And I kept remembering, like, whenever I had like a doctor's appointment or something, I was like, oh no, now I have to take my car and I'm breaking my challenge. And I would always get really disappointed. But so, and that's one of the reasons why I decided to walk, just because for me, it felt better. Mm-hmm. Because then I was like, okay, I'm doing a tiny challenge and I'm making like a step towards like, you know, climate change, reducing my own carbon footprint, all these things. But every time I did have to take my car, I was like, dang, like, I could have walked today. So, you know, there was times that I was late to work where I just felt like I needed to get there as soon as possible. And I always felt like if I had ran from my house, I probably would have got here faster.
Yeah, but so would you agree that it does require planning, right?
Oh, yes, it definitely does. When I did this successfully, I woke up like 10 minutes earlier and, you know, walked over there, was ready 10 minutes earlier, did my thing, all of that. I did notice, you know, there were times where I didn't need my car. And I was like surprised that, you know, even though I feel like I have like an upbringing in environmental savviness. Mm-hmm. Awareness. Yes. Thank you. I didn't even think, like, I remember I had a meeting. I live in like North Phoenix, and I had a meeting in like central, like downtown kind of area. And I was like, okay, I have to take my car like all the way down the freeway and like all over the place. And then I got to the meeting and like all of my coworkers were there. And I was like, oh my God, we could have just all talked to each other and been like, hey, can someone drive me? Or like, can someone drive? We're all going to go there and then come right back to the same damn place where we all work. But like, so it also requires kind of like getting out of your bubble and talking to people and being like, hey, like, are you going to this meeting tomorrow? Because I need a ride, or, you know, we should all try and carpool or something like that.
Yes.
So it was just silly sometimes. Like, I didn't even think about doing things like that just because I feel like there's a level of discomfort that a lot of us have with talking to people outside of our immediate social circle.
You know, one thing I wanted to mention, I live in a small mm-hmm. community, and I often mm-hmm. walk in the mornings, go for walks in the morning around 7:30, something like that. And what's really discouraging to me is to see car after car after car going down the hill with one, either mother or father, mostly mothers, I guess, and one child all going to the same place, school.
Oh,
and it's just like, yeah, just, you know, it'd be nice to do a challenge for mothers on that one, because
right.
It's just like the other thing is we're so isolated from each other. It's crazy. I mean, it's easy for me to imagine how wonderful it would be to, like, you know, get it together, organize a little bit, and, you know, all share that responsibility. Each of us individually would have more times on many days, and we'd be using less resources. And more importantly, we would have an opportunity as a community to get to know each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely agree with you. My best friend in middle school and I used to carpool most every day. And I really think that that was, you know, to one, we were best friends, so we always wanted to hang out together. But two, it helped both of our moms out, because my mom was working, doing her thing at the city. And, you know, this, her mom was, you know, doing whatever she was doing. But
I was saving the planet. I was saving the planet.
Right.
At the city.
Yeah, but it was just so great. And, you know, my mom and my best friend's mom, you guys are still friends.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm sure that, like, that reciprocity of, you know, services and, like, things that you guys did for each other definitely helped you bond and come together. And, you know, I feel like a lot of times children who are friends, not a lot of times their parents also become friends. Mm-hmm. Which is sad, because like there's a whole community that can be built on that, where they can share things, and I don't know.
Oh yeah, I think you do know. Yeah. I think I'm really enjoying listening to you, quite frankly. You should start your own podcast.
<Thank you. laughs> Yeah, the Tiny Myella podcast.
the tiny, tiny climate change podcast.
Well,
I love it.
I just, you know, there's a tiny tip that John mentioned that I just want to remind everyone of. And it sounds like you kind of started to get there as well, where you started to realize, like, okay, first and foremost, there's the awareness, right? So we can't change our behavior mm-hmm. unless we have the awareness that we need to make a change. And then when you realize that, then you start going like, okay, well, how am I going to shift? How am I going to make that change? And so for John, it was like, it was, you mentioned, you know, combining trips, realizing that, you know, there were several places that you needed to get to, and then planning your day, your car trips around that. And so it sounds like you started to do the same thing too, Mayelita.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, whenever I do go out, I feel like I've always kind of done that, though, where I plan, like, I don't go shopping until, like, the very last minute. And then when I go shopping, I buy absolutely everything. So if you come to my house, it's usually fully stocked or absolutely nothing is in it.
Yeah, I have that going on, too.
Yeah. And then, oh, I just wanted to bring up one of the, like, problems or issues that I encountered during the challenge. And maybe we can just talk about, you know, what can be done, is that I feel like I couldn't carry anything. So there was a couple of times where I was walking back from work, and I have like a book bag that I use for work. And I went to the grocery store on foot, which was crazy. And I was just like, oh man, but I can't buy that much because I can't like carry water and, you know, juice and cans of food and whatever else I need to buy home, because it's going to be too heavy and I'm going to get tired and it's going to suck. So I feel horrible, but the thought crossed my mind to steal a shopping cart.
People do that.
I did not steal the shopping cart, but
well, the others,
I shoved as much as I could into my book bag, but I just feel like that's one of the reasons why people will drive somewhere, is because then they will be able to fit as much stuff as they want into their car.
Yeah. The other thing you can do, and it's maybe not for you, but I'm now thinking this podcast is actually giving me some reasons to challenge myself, is you can walk to the store and Uber back.
Yes, that's true. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Or you could as you experienced, you could buy less and you'll still be okay.
Well, that's what I do.
Yeah.
And I kind of found myself not buying the things that I didn't absolutely need. I mean, yes. I still bought some cake batter because I felt like I could fit it in my bag.
There are priorities, like, and we understand.
I absolutely needed like eggs and vegetable oil. So those were the two things that I had to make sure I got. And then, you know, I didn't get like Rick and Morty t-shirts or like anything that I wanted but didn't want to stuff into my bag.
Well, I'm glad you saved yourself some money.
Yeah. So another tiny tip for walking to any kind of store is you buy less, so you save more money.
Oh, yeah.
And you burn calories.
I would like us, I'm reminding Mama Mayela to, you know, I want to reach out to people that are listening and remind them that if you guys have some tips, you should let us know. So if you go to tinyclimate.com, at this time it'll flip over to the podcast page and there's a contact us, and just let us know. Or you can also email an MP3 audio with your questions or ideas and send it to hello@tinyclimate.com. And we'll actually play it on the air. And if it requires some research, I know Mayela is really well connected with so many people. And we'll get these questions answered.
I know a few folks.
You do.
So how do you feel now that you've completed this challenge?
I feel really good. I've seen like it's been easier for me to, you know, go to the gym and do my thing. So that was another positive, is because I work at a gym, I had to stay at work, you know, and go to the gym. So I had extra motivation. I couldn't just pick up and leave whenever I wanted. And it also, like, you know, it brought me closer to my coworkers because I would stay after to, like, see how they were doing, say hi.
You weren't in a hurry to get in your car and drive off.
Exactly. Because I knew it was going to take time to walk home. And I also knew it was really hot outside. So I wanted to wait until the sun went down. So, you know, yeah. So I feel good about it. I'm going to miss the friends that I made when I go off to Berkeley. And I really enjoyed the challenge that I had, and I'm really thankful that you let me pick the challenge, because
I think the challenge picked you because of the situation with your car registration.
I know. Oh my gosh. It did. It was inspired by that. But yeah, so I think that there are a lot of challenges that are really difficult, but I think this one is one that's, you know, pretty doable for a lot of people. And I think for me, it made it just so much easier to realize that there's a lot of things around me that I can reach that are within walking distance. I'm very lucky to live in a place like that. I know not everybody has that opportunity, but yeah, so I loved my challenge, and I'm very happy that I got to see Palo Verde in, like, every stage of coming to life. And now I can't breathe, but it's okay because they're beautiful. So,
oh, because you have allergies?
Yes, yeah, so it's my allergies. Sorry for everyone who doesn't know how bad allergies are out in Arizona. There's ace, and then also the mesquite trees that have these really lovely, like, pom-poms of yellow pollen just goes everywhere. Absolutely. It's like dust. It's like pixie dust that kills your lungs. So, yeah, that's what I have to say.
Well, thank you for risking your life to participate in this tiny climate challenge. And I'm delighted to hear that it was rather successful. And thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, like, even though I wasn't able to walk every time, or, you know, I did use my car, I feel like I accomplished something. And every time I did walk, I was really happy about it. And it made my day a little bit better to be able to slow down and, you know, eat breakfast instead of, like, shoving it all in my mouth in the car when I got to the parking lot. It made my life honestly a little bit easier, which is kind of strange because, you know, driving our cars around is really all about convenience, isn't it?
Yeah, supposedly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Until you can't get anywhere. So I'm just thrilled. It sounds like you and John both had very similar experiences here.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, getting to know yourself a little bit better, blossoming, watching the flowers bloom, but also you personally experiencing some personal growth and blossoming. And I just encourage everyone who's listening to try this out. I myself have been, like I said, because I moved, have been walking more, but even since I've been back from Mexico, I'm here in the States right now for a few weeks, have found myself, I walked over to John's, not today, but a couple days ago when we recorded other podcast episodes. And, just like you, Mayelita, I experienced, the fragrant smell of jasmine in bloom, which we don't have down, where I'm living in Mexico. And so it was a real treat, to get to see that. And then just, it sounds like for all of us or anyone who's out there walking, you'll find that your general health and well-being improve. You know, I was delighted to be out walking. It has been somewhat cold here in San Diego lately, but the day that I walked over was really nice and sunny, and there were some beautiful clouds in the sky, and it was just great to experience that for a few minutes. Well, any tiny tips, closing thoughts, or tiny tips, any other tiny tips that you'd like to share with our listeners, John or Tiny Mayella?
I mean, I honestly just want to say, like, keep an open mind about doing any kind of challenge, because, you know, I went into it thinking like, oh, like, yeah, walking, carpooling, taking the bus, blah, blah, blah. But then, like, I just realized that there are a lot of other options and, you know, like using those crazy little scooters or rideshare, things like that. You know, there are a lot of different options to make a similar impact.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, with that, I just want to say thanks again for being my most amazing daughter. And thank you to John for being an incredible podcast wizard.
Thank you.
I'm Mayella Manassian, your host of Tiny Climate Challenge Podcast. If you like what you hear, don't forget to subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts, or find me at tinyclimate.com. Remember that small changes can lead to big results in ensuring a tiny climate. Look forward to seeing you all soon. Take care.
Now, for the first time in my life, I truly believe my dreams are possible.